So the first thing that we're going to be doing is playing a game called Opening Moves. Mm-hmm. Unlike the other games that are going to pop up here, Opening Moves is not worth any points. However, it is going to determine who has momentum going into this match. And momentum is a mechanic that is essentially going to resolve ties. It will, and anytime like cards are even numerically, the team that has momentum will win that matchup. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to get this. The other thing, I have three different sheets that are set up for all of your various matches. We will be flipping between them as we go through like the story of this. With the last one that I've played, I think I now know how to pace this game. For your matches, each of you has a special game that you will be able to play at any time or when you choose matches that represents your event. So, for instance, this is the long range joust, which is the concentration game. Underneath one of these is your team's game, which is a special game that reflects the theme of your team. If you select the right match game, that will be uncovered, and it will be like a useful move to play. There is also any time you can play the game not like this. If you are losing and you will not have the points that it takes to win this matchup, then you will be able to play that match game and bring everything together in a tie. With that said, we'll play through opening moves, and then you will decide whether you want to have your match moment or play a match game. And then we'll start moving through there. All right. With all of that said, let's get started. We're going to do...
You got to do the other team also.
Decorated Tusks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I do have to do the other team. Thank you. Yeah, you're not up against Silverhawk Academy. They're already out of the tournament.
Oh, they're already dead.
All right, so we're going to opening moves. The first question for this is, how are the rivals feeling and looking as this matchup is about to begin?
I think, like, there's a large amount of tension going on in the space already. And if Lieutenant Jennifer is acting like she is, she's wanting to call herself the leader of this team, and she's already flustered because she's angry to win. So they've already got their feathers super ruffled on entry. They want to end this powerfully and quickly.
I agree.
Devin led...
I wanted to add one more wrinkle to this. Mm-hmm. I think because they are in this ROTC thing and the Red Feather military has essentially had to keep the peace because of the hooligans, Jennifer feels like she is carrying the weight on her shoulders of like, command is pissed because they're not even in the stadium. Our fans aren't even in the stadium because they are preventing riots outside. Go ahead, Rashawn. I am so sorry.
Devin Baskets was at that, you know, press catastrophe and is letting their teammates know that Trance is the one to watch. They've got power in them that they have been holding back on and might need to be a target for sure in this match. Just giving intel.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see them like, look at you, Trance. Like they all stare at you and then go back to a huddle across the field.
Trance glares back and then like turns and like looks mortified.
Nassim?
And Nassim, yeah.
I think Nassim is like doing like a slow like victory lap type thing. He's like waving like princess waving to people in the crowd.
Oh dang, like tossing out flowers and stuff?
He's not like tossing flowers, but he's doing like the swivel hand wave, and and I think like there are a bunch of hands who get up and like very elaborately, exaggeratedly bow to him, and he takes this completely seriously.
Wow! Wow!
Elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist.
Yeah.
Elbow,
elbow,
wrist, wrist. your team decide who's going to face off first. They answer, how do you step up to face your opponent?
Oh, can I?
Please.
I think Dimitri, after having heard the conversation of Mrs. Honoré on the ship, even though Hildred kind of suggested that her feelings don't matter here, he walks across the field to Lieutenant Jennifer and says, I'm glad we get to play again. You had some really interesting strategies last time and I didn't understand them, but I think I understand now. And as you probably remember, I'm entirely incapable of holding back, and offers a hand to shake.
How did they receive that?
I think there is just a quiet, there's like a rush of air out of Jennifer's teeth, like a tea kettle. And then with an elaborately manicured hand, now with kind of like camo nails instead of the cow print she had before. Whatever. This won't last long.
Oh, shoot. And you're flying against...
I'm flying against the regal Nassim.
Yeah, Nassim. So, I think Jennifer, basically gestures Nassim forward. We see Nassim's eagle with this ridiculous military feather cut, on the perch against your bird before things are about to start. Mm-hmm. And we will continue this match game. Starting with the person competing first, each teammate describes what they are doing as this first face-off gets underway, answering the following questions. How are you feeling and looking in this moment? What are you worried about in your match ahead? What dream burns strongest in your mind? And what I'm going to do, we're going to step a little bit outside the phase of time now, mm-hmm. as we cut to a moment like things are not flowing in chronological order. We're seeing you now all lined up against your opponents on perches for the various events. Like, as you were sitting on top of that bird, answer one of those questions.
Hmm. Yeah, I think Dimitri is idly playing with his yo-yo and letting it just kind of spin. It's super noisy out here, the people arguing and yelling outside of the stadium alongside the Red Feathers yelling is unlike regular football match chanting. But as we see the yo-yo kind of spin, it's almost like a form of self-hypnosis. We continue to stare at it and the background clamor kind of drains away, almost like in a gray space. The only color is the pitch and us, as Dimitri goes, I have to go into this with 100% certainty, like always.
Serafina hears the crowd fade away and can only hear the sound of people's eyelashes to that as everyone is it's matching their breath. And this crowd is drowned out, but then she can feel texturally the chain in her hands, and as she's kind of manipulating it and tightening it and getting more slack or just winding it up around her forearm, she feels the cold, unfeeling metal, and just her body is in anticipation of the vibrations from when it makes contact and sends that energy back up through her spine. So she is almost salivating at the point of it's action's about to happen.
Trance is completely still. Spear just held vertically, not even spinning it or warming up or anything. And you can see the rain coming down, and it's like it's hitting an invisible umbrella and rolling off of that invisible dome. It's still hitting Jen because Jen loves the rain, but you can see her eyes go to Old Long in the stands, and then they go up to the floating barge where Mrs. Honoré and the PR guy are. She snaps back to attention on the match, but shivers slightly.
All right. So now I'm going to draw three cards. If it's greater than 12, you will start with momentum. So we've got a 3, a 6, and a 1. So 10. At this point, you will not have momentum going into this match. You can decide to play a spirit. At this point, I don't think your fight is going to get you over that. Well, I guess if you want to put in two fight to this, you would be able to hit 12. So it's up to you.
So momentum only breaks ties, right?
Momentum just breaks ties, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So momentum is only worth like one.
Technically, yeah. But it's worth that one potentially multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Because ties can happen, you know, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
We have a medium amount of fight.
I'd have to get rid of two fight instead of one spirit.
Okay.
I'll spend a spirit.
All right. Spirit draws another card. And that is a six. You've done it. Boom. Mark that spirit as spent. So you are going to start with momentum. On a win, the player with the highest card describes why your team has the edge. And Rashawn, I got to say, that's got to be you because we used your spirit to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, and we're kicking off momentum, I guess when the buzzer is or the horn is let go, we have been conditioning and running so much that we run to our birds first. We're able to kick off as quickly as possible. We just take off like straight up into the sky.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So like you take to the air faster. It's not even just that you manage to reach your birds first and whatnot. Your birds feel more on board too. Like everybody is ready to go.
I look out at the crowd at Roger and I just give him a, you really did a good one, buddy. Someone we've never spoke about till now.
There might be flashbacks. Roger winks at you.
Oh, okay. Yes. Roger. And then I just take off to the sky.
All right. And I'm going to ask everybody to tell me right now, are you going to do a match game or are you going to do a match moment first?
Mm.
You'll do one of each.
I'd like to get into the game if we could.
Oh, Rashawn is going to start with the game. All okay. Right.
I'm going to have a moment, please.
All right. Nathan's going with a moment.
I'll also start with a moment. Sure.
Okay. Okay. So then I would like to first address, but we established Nathan's character was going first, so let's start with that moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I think as we kind of launch into the air, it turns out that even though everybody needs to enter the correct positions on the field, this is 3D space and there is no specific marker of where you need to start exactly. That would be impossible to set. So having the opening play of space control is maybe one of the most important things you can have in the early opening gambit of jousting. And this opening launch is something that Dimitri relishes. There is a joy to this. And he looks to the crowd, to where he knows that he has pre-booked the seats for his family, and sees them there. All four members or so of the younger siblings' parents, unfortunately, are busy with other matters. They're just, you know, it's a busy life, and hey, he's responsible enough to be able to look after the other members of the family. If Javon is also there, who is the oldest?
Oh, Javon's definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to them, but the voice obviously does not carry, "I'm going to be everybody's shooting star," as he launches into the air, and we kind of get an aerial shot with Pulsar, his British Kingfisher, as they like spiral upwards, using that momentum to ascend even faster to the correct height. And for a moment, it's just like a glittering shadow against the rain spattered sky.
Yeah, I think the crowd explodes because especially your fans, they have the fans who are still like cheering for you have been super riled up for this event because, you know, they've just had galvanized, like, yeah, we've been here. We haven't left anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere. They've been fighting for their lives for the past day to see this play out. And this is a long range joust, mm-hmm. which usually means it is like kind of a calmer, tenser event. But you like taking to the air with like flash style. It ramps the crowd up. It's exactly what they want to see in a moment like this.
Mm-hmm. A yo-yo, spiked yo-yo in leather glove held aloft, glittering above this blue bird and staring at the approaching it to the sky in the seam. Let's battle!
Let's duel! Great. Let's move over to, and also if you feel that has nodded out or resolved a trade at all, now is
yes,
a good
I would like to say that we've resolved late bloomer embracing the title of rising star.
Hell yes. And what condition did that grant you?
It has granted me at a crossroads. Things have gone in such a way that your future is more tenuous than ever before. You can't help but feel this crossroad will change your life irrevocably.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Mendez, how about you? What is your match moment going to be?
All right. So this can be, match moments can be flashbacks, flash forwards, right? We don't have to be, we're not constrained by time.
You're not constrained by time. It wouldn't be a flash forward because that would imply after the event, but.
It could be sometime during the match, like a.
Yeah, this did like definitely during the match. Yeah.
Let's see. I think I'm going to have a moment where like the PR rep, like it's on the sidelines, like in between where it's just supposed to be Hildred and like the coaching staff and everything. But the PR rep has gotten down there somehow. And there's a moment Ooh. Where Trance has landed after some big play, like something that went like moderately well. And I think that the PR rep like pushes out from behind Hildred, and is like, you know, what are you doing? You can't talk to the other team like that. You can't. This is not what I told you to do. This is not what, you know, Mrs. Honore hired me to make sure that you were on task, you were on point, and Trance just like. Like holds up a hand and is like, but it's working though. And I appreciate your help. And I appreciate Auntie's help. And it means a lot to me, but I did the opposite of what you told me to do. And I'm sorry for that. But I think if we want to win, I have to keep doing it.
You can see like the PR rep is furious, and Hildred watching you say this is standing behind him nodding and giving a thumbs up, and this guy like turns around in fury, and immediately she starts shaking her head and shrugging like kids, I don't know, they can't be controlled. And as soon as he walks past, she's like nodding and giving the thumbs up again, like yes, this is it, you figured it out.
All right, basically I'm trying to resolve special treatment by rejecting the relative's help.
That is so perfect, especially with the moment that we set up earlier when she very strongly suggested that you could be cut from the team. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. Awesome. Cool.
And yeah, so we already established the conditions. Okay.
So that's great. A fight in a spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gonna need it.
All right. So, Rashawn, this is your lineup of games. You can do look at me now, risky play, mind games, or go full tilt. Pick any game from this lineup. Every game that is not full tilt is also a game that is currently available on everybody else's lineup. So when you pick a game, it will be removed and replaced with a new game. So you just have to decide, what do you want to play? What kind of moment do you feel like you're in?
Oh, risky play.
Risky play. All right. So
let's go.
Draw a risky play. And risky play did not have the team game beneath it for those playing along at home. Make that nice and big. And I will replace it with to shuffle. Are you there? All right. So you've got an idea that just might work. Time to go out on a limb. Is now the time to try something new?
Yes.
And we'll flip card. All right. So set up. What are you determined to do differently?
I am determined to bring back the honor to the hooligans.
Oh, okay. So this risky play is a larger... This isn't even just about your opponents, because this is the team that beat you last time you flew against them, but you are playing to the crowd right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to bring them back into the fold.
Why might it not work, and why are you trying it anyway?
It may not work because there too many people might get hit in this way. Like, it may not always direct specifically where I'd want it to be. And the reason I'm going to do it anyway is the fear of the leaning back to the fear from Nassim of, like, saying, you don't have control over these people. Or me telling myself, oh, I don't have control over these people. They do what they want, but they'll do anything for their star. And I think that I can make them do things. It's just me realizing I have this power. Yes. So I want the crowd to, it's like a slow clap that gets so intense, and each like clasp of the hand, it pierces the ears of the birds and like fucks up their flight patterns. But I would hope that our birds are more resilient than the other teams.
Yeah. You're flying a peacock right now. So you are, no matter what, especially flying against an eagle, you're going to be moving slower. So your plan is to play this distracting intimidation game. And I kind of feel like that might be, especially if you're trying to get a slow clap in the crowd, is as you do the initial pass before you circle around for the tilt, you like against your, what? Oh yeah, you've got the meteor hammer. So like you clink the chain against the hammer as you're circling around, and the crowd, I think, like starts to catch on that's what's going to go.
Kind of angling their clap, almost like an offensive zip zap zop. You know what I mean? Where they're, like, they're casting the energy towards the birds in opposition.
Killing intent.
Zip zap zop. Okay. You're flying against.
Up against the lieutenant, Devin. Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yes. This is against the lieutenant. Yeah. So Jennifer. You're flying against Jennifer Flintlock, which then, Nathan, I will ask for this. Jennifer can answer either the headway question, which is going to put her like in a good position, or the setback question, which proves that like she's already off her game. Based on what Rashawn described, do you want to answer the headway or the setback?
Sky Joust.
Sky Joust.
So this is using the audience who are currently going, let's go, princes, clap, 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 in kind of a...
Well, they're probably singing a rude little soccer song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And she is obviously kind of like, well, this isn't all about me. This currently isn't all about me, and that sucks. Also, what are you doing going on home turf while the regular people who would be chanting us are busy doing their jobs?
They're working right now. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the headway would be like Jennifer adds a new spin to an old technique.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is going to be a setback in the fact that she's like, this is immediately throwing her off her game. She's angry, and so she's not concentrating. So she's kind of like, stop appealing to the crowd. You're fighting me, jerk. And kind of goes
good
in
one, Jenny.
With like a, I think she has a big warhammer.
Oh shoot, yeah.
Oh dang. Okay.
So you're fighting me, jerk, and does like a big overhead smash. But it's so big and so heavy, and the wind up is so obvious.
like, yeah, this is an uncoordinated and like clearly telegraphed attack. Oh, okay.
Did a bolt of lightning hit me and now I'm dead?
Okay, so Rashaan will have to draw as many cards as she likes face down. Mm. At any time while you are drawing, you may spend fight or to reveal one card and spirit to reveal two cards. Your goal is to get between 12 and 15 to win.
So
you can draw as many cards as you like, and you will flip all of the cards that you draw face up. Now, it's a little bit harder to do that because we're not dealing with physical cards here. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to tell me, Rashaan, is how many cards total you want to draw. And you can spend fight or spirit to know what those cards are to decide if you want to draw more. Because you're trying to hit between 12 and 15, which is actually a pretty narrow threshold. And, you know, we saw earlier with three cards, you didn't quite make it to 12 because there were ones in there. But there are also some cards that are worth sixes. So you could hit 12 on two cards.
What's the number range available in this?
Yeah,
six, it's between, right? It's 1 to 6. Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
Before you decide the total number of cards that you pull, I think it's smarter to reveal the, like, if you're using reveal effects, reveal the first one and then decide based on it. Because if you pull a six,
I've been to Vegas plenty of times.
All right, it's a one.
Cool. So we're gonna pull four cards, definitely. Okay.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Three.
Come on, buddy.
Oh,
come on,
God,
buddy.
This is not good. Not looking good, Rashaan.
Oh no.
Four. All right, so that is 6, 7, and 8.
Too low.
Too low. All right.
Can I keep? No, I can't keep pulling.
You can't keep pulling. So that, like, that's the gamble of the game. It's like you were trying to decide if, like, you wanted to spend resources to know exactly how many cards that you should pull, and then there was like the surprise reveal at the end. So this one didn't work out, and the first point is going to go to the decorated tusks. But here's the thing, Rashaan. Was it worth the risk? So you focused, instead of good joustmanship, you focused your efforts on controlling the crowd. And I think in that, you succeeded. But it cost you, like, the match. So was it worth the risk?
How defeated is Jennifer emotionally?
Jennifer wins this match, so I don't think she is defeated emotionally. The question is whether, like, seeing her win has riled up your fans to such a flashpoint that it will impact the other two matches that are going to happen. Like, it really seems like your character decided, I'm going to play the long game. I could win this one or I could lose this one, but the crowd is going to be so in sync that it is going to throw off our opponents for the rest of the game.
Yeah. In getting the crowd into a tizzy, yes, I feel like succeeded. The overall match of things, it's not cute to lose. So she is pissed about it.
So if we lose, if one of the three of us loses a match, we have the opportunity to play not like this immediately. Right?
Yeah, you could play. You could decide to play not like this right away, and like basically guarantee that you'll be able to tie up the event when the time comes.
Yeah. I know it's early now, but
Well, okay, like, you've only got two more match games to go, and Rashaan has one match moment, so. You may be right. It may be time to have one of you choose to play not like this instead of one of the other match games.
We'll see how this next play goes.
Yes, well, I go, cousin, I do know that that is an option, but we have to wait until this next match to see if that is the move we should take. But did you see the crowd out there? They loved me. I really thought I was going to rock her world.
I thought
there was some unfortunate low rolls there.
Like an unbelievable amount of low rolls.
So an interesting thing, because this is a card based game rather than a dice based game, we can count cards because these are just going to a discard pile, or are they being shuffled back in?
So it's technically yes, you can do a little bit of card counting here. I'm going to try and remove these cards from the deck. And that should, I just need to hop over to one of the other playmats and make sure that those were removed. And they were removed. Ha ha! I know how to use this.
Using cards in Roll20 is fiddly.
So yes, you can count cards and you know that a bunch of low roller cards were removed from the deck.
Yes, and assuming each of the four suits, energy, prowess, focus, and connection have 1 to 6.
Yes.
So we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of focus and we've seen a lot of low numbers. So higher rolls might be a little easier coming up.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But like the first, like, again, the way this works, mounted jousts are scored on how hard and how often you are hitting your opponents. And like you probably in this event have a pre-prescribed number of tilts that you do. And whoever has the more points at the end of those tilts is like the leader, and that goes into your overall like team's pool. We're just abstracting that with these big points here. But like you got hit more than you hit, and that is the thing, and that has whipped up the crowd into a frothing frenzy. with that, I'm going to ask between Nathan and Mendez, whose match game is going to play next?
I know what I want to do. Do you already know what
you
want to do?
Go for it. If you know what you want to do, go for it.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to go and play a game, and we're going to choose Look At Me Now.
Then I am going to bring everyone over to Nathan's sheet here. And
hello.
Look At Me Now. We did not reveal the team game.
Aww.
That just means we'll have to hope that it shows up later on.
It narrows some options.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did we draw a new rival? Now. Did we draw a new risky play?
No, risky play should have been... Oh yeah, risky play should have been removed. Oh, wait, never mind. Risky play would have revealed the special game. So technically, Nathan, you did have access to Heavy as the Head if you wanted to play Heavy as the Head.
What do you reach out for to remain on top?
Oh, it's in our colors.
Yeah, this is a special.
I'm gonna...
This is a special game made for your team.
Oh, cute.
I will leave that for Trance to make good use of.
Ooh, okay. Look At Me Now, then. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Put down the card. The whole crowd is watching, but there's only one pair of eyes that you care about. Play to find out, can I impress you? Oh my gosh, Nathan, this is delicious.
Yeah.
All right. You lock eyes from a distance with a person you hope to impress. Who is it? As if we don't know.
No, Javon Hyaku in the crowd, bored looking. Mm-hmm. But hey, if
he's peeling the person one of your siblings off your other sibling.
Mm-hmm. If Dimitri isn't here to look after everyone because he's too busy playing birds or whatever, I guess he's going to have to look after them instead.
Yeah.
So he's sitting here on a kind of misty, rainy day. It's not even normally misty and rainy. The weather's quite nice, but sitting here, it's raining. That sucks. But through the haze, their eyes meet, even though Hyaku is so high up in the air. And what is it going to take to impress Javon Hyaku?
Mm-hmm. He's currently trying to stop your siblings from running wild all over the stands and throwing drinks on each other and stealing each other's toys and messing up each other's hair. So whatever happens, if it gets these kids to stop trying to murder each other.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get their attention.
Okay.
That'll get his attention.
And I guess those would probably be cousins, not siblings, because I think Dimitri was supposed to be the youngest. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But same theory. You've got to get the entire family's attention to even get them to look in your direction. And then I guess do on top of that something so impressive that it actually
gets all of them to sit there and pay attention.
Proves yourself. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to draw a card for you here, and you will answer either the headway or the setup or the setback based on that. And another energy.
Oh, five. That's high.
Yeah.
Where were you at?
So how do you smash through a barrier in your way, or who do you endanger with your actions?
And this is a Nassim choice.
So Nassim has to make this choice for you?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I think that Nassim's gonna endanger. Nassim is pushing his bird too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the eagle is like squawking in annoyance, and it's like Nassim is like making this eagle fly fast and do like these little sharp turns that eagle wings are not very good for because they're a raptor. They like float and dive. They don't like
this is the long range joust, which probably wouldn't be doing too many maneuvers.
Oh, so they're not doing maneuvers. Okay.
Yeah, this is a long range. So this is one where we're actually asking an eagle to hover a little bit, which I do believe eagles are capable of. But if we want to put the bird in danger, which I do love, it could be related to the stupid bird haircuts that they have. in that, if you give a bird a haircut, it changes kind of their vulnerable spots, because griffins are hardier than most birds. Like, if an arrow hit a griffin's feathers, it probably wouldn't do much damage.
Oh,
but if it's got a haircut and it can sail between those, ooh.
I have another thing. Mm-hmm. So same feeling, but doing the exact opposite. So it's normal for birds to like float a little bit when they hover, like to shift slightly, but that's bad for the rider. So I think he's like yanking really hard on the reins to try to get eagle to move less.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's straining the eagle's neck, and the eagle's like complaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the eagle is like really protesting, doing the best it can, because like it's raining right now. There are like the thermals that they have to do are artificial. Like there are probably furnaces set up beneath the pitch to create the heat that these birds need to sit in order to do this event.
It has to flap extra hard, and it's going to be extra unstable. This is normal. It's happening to everyone, but like Nassim is just not having it. And
yeah, because Nassim needs a clear shot. Like Nassim isn't using magic. Nassim is aiming. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Okay. So with that, like Nassim definitely feeling the heat. Time slows as you move, and everyone is riveted. You draw two cards, plus spirit. You could spend a spirit if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
If you draw a prowess card, you win.
Okay.
So this is a two-card draw. There are four suits. You do know the suits that were pulled already.
Yes. But there has been a decent amount of purple in that line. I think this might be quite unlikely, but we'll because it's unlikely, I will push myself and spend my single. I gained a spirit from earning my condition.
You
right?
did, yes.
Yeah, I will spend that spirit point to then draw the additional card, please.
All right, so we're gonna draw three here. All we need is one prowess.
Come on, prowess.
Mm-hmm. That's about
connection,
right.
Energy.
Focus. Of course, all three suits and not the one that I need.
Well, can't you call the not like this to kind of even it up?
After. Not like this. Yeah. So that'll after, be, that's going to be in Mendez's hands.
Mm-hmm.
This, between these now, Nathan, you can choose to answer which of these setbacks do you like?
Answer headway or setback in slow motion to describe how the point ends. Who do you prove was wrong about you? How do you keep up despite the odds? Whose attention do you crave? Do you disappoint? Okay. Mendez, what weapon does Nassim have?
Rainy sidewalk lit by streetlight. Everybody stay. Through the storm, my hands are cold, my heart is warm, and I will not spend another day. promise we'll be friends when the summer comes again.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.